Kierkegaard was certainly ahead of his time, yet he also brought about a long overdue re-examination of one of the first philosophical questions ever to be asked. What is existence? This question had, of course, continued to be asked ever since by almost everyone except philosophers. To them the question was either laughable, invalid, or answered so completely by their own philosophy that there was no need whatsoever to go on asking it. Kierkegaard, on the other hand, insisted that every individual should not only ask this question, but should make his very life his own subjective answer to it. This stress on subjectivity is Kierkegaard's main contribution. The problem of existence, or being, was central to the thinking of many of the earliest philosophers. Before Socrates and Plato introduced an element of reason into philosophy, thus making it academically respectable, philosophers had been much concerned with the question of being. What did it mean to be alive? What was the meaning of existence? They wondered. Such naive questions are nowadays laughed out of court by serious philosophers. Asking these questions is simply meaningless, we are told. Yet we mere mortals stubbornly continue to ask them. In our artless fashion, some of us even expect philosophy to provide an answer. Several pre-Socratic philosophers, blithely unaware of the sophistication of philosophers to come, even insisted upon taking such questions seriously. Parmenides, who lived in the Greek colony of Elea in southern Italy in the 5th century BC, taught that being was the one single unchanging element of all existence. All is one. Such things as multiplicity, change, and motion were mere appearance. Other pre-Socratic philosophers began to question the difference between the existence of real things as compared with abstract notions and imagined things. What quality differentiated my existence from that of mathematics or dreams? What did it mean to exist? Then came Socrates and Plato. Know thyself, rather than know what it means to be yourself, became the order of the day. The problem of being faded from philosophy. This fundamental notion, perhaps the most fundamental of all, was simply ignored. As far as Plato was concerned, existence was simply accepted as given, rather than its nature questioned. Now it is arguable that Plato was the most comprehensive and profound philosophical mind of all time. Still, he was capable of overlooking what many consider to be the most important philosophical question of all. Newton may have been the most comprehensive and profound scientific mind of all time, but that didn't stop Einstein from showing how his universe rested on a false assumption. Despite contemporary opinions to the contrary, there is such a thing as fundamental progress. We know more and more about the world in almost every field, except perhaps philosophy. But on the level of individual existence, in the way Kierkegaard spoke of it, we remain the same. Where subjective being is concerned, there appears to be no such thing as progress. We all suffer, or enjoy, the same situation, the human condition, and have done so since time immemorial.